You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Yerushalmi tells us that there is a din, the one should be very careful not to have a separation between Parshas Torah and Parshas Chodesh. Sometimes we have years, even this year maybe, this year is a little more difficult, but this we had years that you have a week that you could choose when to do Parshas Torah. Should you do Parshas Parah the week after Purim? Or should you do Parshas Parah the week before Parshas Chodesh? Even in this year, there maybe could have been Parshas Parah 2 weeks ago, even though it was Tisvav Adar, which is Purim the Mukafim. So maybe this year is a little less. Another different discussion. But we, some years we do have that choice. And Shaila is, do we say Parshas Parah before? Or should we say right after Purim? Or before Parshas Chodesh? Says the Yerushalmi, you should be careful to have Parshas Parah right before Parshas Chodesh, and don't have a separation between them. The simanach, the simon for you to know that, is when you do Arba Kaisas in the night of Pesach, it says, as the Gemara, we live in the Daf Yomi, we just learned it now, that ben shlishi l'revi'i lo yasi. Don't have a separation between the third and the fourth cup, meaning you could drink wine between the first, the second and third cup, but do not have any hefresh, don't do any hefsek between the third and the fourth cup. Third and the fourth cup have to be right next to each other with no separation in between. So says the Yerushalmi, that's the simen. What's the simen that you cannot have a separation between the third and the fourth parsha of our parshas, the parshas Parah and parshas Chodesh? The simen is that you can't have a separation between the third and the fourth cup of Leila Sin. That's what the Yerushalmi says. And this is really something Atma, this is Biru. What's the Shaykhis? Why? It's Avad, not a simen Baham. It's not a this is not a stam, a simen to the third and the fourth cup, but we're talking about over here a something which we know from Gedolim and B'mikra. The dugma that we bring from the third and the fourth cup of Leah Seder to the third and the fourth Pasha and Arab Pashas, the Lord needs to have a real connection. So what's the shaykh between the two? Why there's a connection between the third and the fourth cup and the third and the fourth Pasha? And by the way, this is really a question that the Reb Tzadik already points out in Maimai Hei and Parshas Parah in the pre-time. So we'll try to come and give an explanation today to that thing. Now, Rashi already, we mentioned this almost every year, Rashi mentions that why does Parshas Parah come before Parshas Chodesh? Says Rashi in Megillah, the Mishnah says this, the order of the Parshas, says Rashi, the Chodesh should have been the Parshas Parah should come after Parshas Chodesh. Why? Because Parshas Chodesh belongs to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when they build the Mishkan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first day. That's Parshas Chodesh. Speaking of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the original Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then Parah is what? When is Parshas Parah? Parshas Parah is the next day. After they build the Mishkan, then they burn the Parah the next day. So Parshas Parah comes after Rosh Chodesh, because of Beis Nisan. So I'm celebrating Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What should be first? First, I should speak Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then I should speak the Parah Adum, which came after. Why Parah Adum? Because before. So Rashi answers, Mivnishi Tairasam Shal Yisrael. Parshas Parah is the Taira, is the purity of Am Yisrael. That's what it is. Meaning, Parshas Parah, we have the Taira of Am Yisrael. That's why it comes before Parshas Chodesh. And this answer doesn't make so much, doesn't really answer. So obviously, Parshas Parah tells us Yisrael. Every Parsha has a Maila. Why does that mean it has to be before Parshas Chodesh? And if you want to tell me that purity is very important, so say it first. Why say it third? Parshas Parah over here comes as a third Parsha. Why should it be the third Parsha? It should either be either you want to say Tyra comes first, or it should come in order. The fact that it's a Tyra, why do we put that as number three? And finally, another question that we discussed a lot in the past, which is that with the question that Rabbi Rav Moshe Shapir Zechitzai Levocha used to bring, the Gemara tells us that the four Parshas belong to Chodesh Adar. They belong to the month of Adar. How do we know that belongs to the month of Adar? Because there is one Dhamma that says that when you have two Adars, Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, you do the four Parshas in Adar Aleph. We don't pass it that way, we do Adar Beis. So Masha has to do with Chodesh Adar. The question is which Chodesh Adar? Especially when we're dealing with these two Parshas that we just mentioned, Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh, how does that have to do with Chodesh Adar? Parshas Purim and Parshas Chodesh are clearly speaking Chodesh Nisan. You do Tahara with a part to get to Beis Hamikdash Tahor. You go Parshas Chodesh, you speak about Chodesh Nisan. How's it shaykh to be Chodesh Adar Aleph? Why is the Chodesh Adar Katzin? It should be a Chodesh Nisan Katzin. How do we understand that? So to answer all this, let's start first with two Agdamas. Important Agdamas regarding the idea of the four. Many times we have mitzvahs, we have inyanim, do we have four? Talk about here about four kreises, talk about here about four pashkas. Four. What's the idea of the four? So something Akkayan tells us in a few places that always when you have the four, it always by definition refers to the name of Hashem. You have the name of Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's four letters of the name of Hashem. So whenever we have four, basically it's associated with the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, that's Agdama number one. Now Agdama number two, which is really relating to this Agdama, is the Ma'aral and the Agdama to Ner Mitzvah. The Ma'aral and the Agdama to Ner Mitzvah gives us a concept. So what is, whenever you have the number four, how does number four work? And this really compares, it complies and works with what the Kabbalah tells us as well. The four always works is that you have one and two is usually two opposites or two separate stages. Then you have the third one, which is it's another kayach, which is an in between these two, the first two. And then you get to number four. Number four is where all the first three are implemented or come out to fruition. So you have one, if you want to give it for our idea, you have the right and the left with the middle, which is the middle. And all three are implemented in the fourth. The classic example to this is what the Rishonim really tells us. We have four elements in the world. You have water, fire, air, and earth. Water, fire, two opposites. These are the two extremes in the world. The air is what allows and connects and brings the fire and water to be working in the world. Without the air, it doesn't work. That's like the middle stage that it brings that it operates in. It's like an in the middle. But where does everything be going to be implemented? In the earth. How do you do matzmiya chatzir? How do you grow things from the earth? By having sun, and you have water, and you have the air that brings it all together, and then you can grow something. That's how it comes to fruition. So the four is one, two, in the middle that comes out in the fourth part. That's what the Ma'aral tells us. This is really, when we're going back to the first Agdama, we're talking about the name of Hashem. So the name of Hashem really works that way as well. Because the way we look at the name of Hashem that we spoke about a few weeks ago, you have Yud, and then you have Hey. Yud and Hey are two opposites. Kabbalah tells us, Ki Bishkar Shem Tzur Elamim, will create the Olam Haba with the Yud, the Olam Hazeh with the Hey. We'll see soon some other examples to that. We know that the Ish Ve'isha, the Ish has the Yud, the Ish has the Hey, right? It's the two sides, the two extremes. You have the Yud and the Hey is one world, Yud is one world, the Hey is the other world, Yud is a Machshava, Hey is the Maiseh. These are the two sides. Then you have the Vav. The Vav of Shem Hashem represents what's called Vav HaChibur. The Vav is the connector, is the one who brings the Kriyas of above down here to the world. As we spoke about a few weeks ago, we spoke about Parshas Bai, spoke about this idea that you have Yud Kei in the world up there in Shemayim. How does it come down to the world? With the Vav. That's why when we speak about Amalek, that Amalek, he's the one who ruins the name of Hashem, so to speak. It says, Ain Hashem Shalom. So when Hashem is not Shalom, what do you have? You have the Yud and Hey, but you don't have the Vav and Hey. Because you have the Yud and Hey up there in Shemayim, but you don't have it down here in the world. The Vav and Hey is bringing it down. Taking the Yud and Hey, bringing it down to us, the Vav HaChibur, that's the Vav. That's the middle. That's the Koyach, the transformer that brings it down to here. And then the final Hey is what's brought down in the Kabbalah. It refers to us. What we can do, how we connect to the name of Hashem. That's where the name, that Hey is double. I already had a Hey. Yud, Hey, I already had a Hey. But if they have a Hey again, what's the second Hey? Second Hey is really where everything is implemented, where everything they had before comes to fruition, where we could come and use all the kleichas Kishbohu has to bring something about, to do Torah, to do mitzvahs, to implement something. Yud Kei Vav Kei are the four elements that the Maharal mentions. That's in general, and the simple understanding of these things. So we learned that four in general is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And we learned that in general, we have an idea that the four is two sides, a middle, that all implemented in the fourth, in the one that is the Mekabel, the receiver. And with that, let's go in Pimehayin. Start with the Arba Kaisis. The Maharal really tells us that the Arba Kaisis, what is the Arba Kaisis? One step before the Maharal. The Rashi already in the beginning of Arba Pesachim tells us that the Arba Kaisis are connected. According to Medrash, the Yerushalmi, that the four kaises are connected to Arba Lashon Yishayim. Now, four Lashon is because Moshe tells Am Yisrael, I'm going to take you out of your tribe. So it says, I'll bring you out, I'll save you, I'll redeem you, I'll make you my nation. The Maharal speaks in his Tzeir Gurus Hashem, he brings a few explanations, the reason for the four kaises and the four Lashon. And the one reason he repeats at least twice says the idea is like this. Hashem told Avraham Avinu in Bris Ben Absalom, he told him, "Ki keri yezaracha beretzolem va'avodum ve'inu moisom." You have over here three klolos, three punishments, three yisurim that Yisrael will have. You have the yisurim of keri yezaracha; they're going to be in a different land, not going to be no land. It's one thing. Then you have the avodim. They're gonna be working. They're gonna be subject to another nation. Then you have the inui. Inui is the suffering. It's not just working for something else. You're actually suffering or working for something else. These are the three. Says the Maharal that these are the four lashayos of the Gula. You start with voitzesi is you're taking it out from the inui, from the suffering. Vitzalti, the next one is I'm taking you out from the work. Fegoalti is I'm taking you out from being in a foreign land. Mimele, after I do these three, then I'll make you my nation. So, according to what we learned before, it fits, and we still have to understand why, for it says to be tzalti, why the inui and the shibud are two things which are two separate things, why they're not one of each other. Okay, that's something maybe needs a little more explanation. But once you have the Itzesivi Itzalti, it goes out for the Inui and goes out for the Shibut. So now, which are the two elements that I have as a slave. So now, the next thing is Vigoalti. Now comes the, it's very understood, after you have these two elements, you have the transformer, the one that takes you out. But when you are under the a foreign land, singing out to the right land. That's the chibur, the connecting.
You are listening to Ben
Stewart. After you have these three stages of bringing you out from the suffering, where you get to the kachtes chenilom. That's where everything comes to fruition. So what? I'm supposed taking us out from suffering, from being subject to another nation, from being in a foreign land, and therefore, so what's the pal yaitzin? What does that bring to? That brings to number four, which is everything comes to fruition. That's the four that we have over there. And with that, we understand what it says, because shlishi l'rivi lo yafsik. You don't stop between the third and the fourth cup. Why is that? It's brought down some of different places. The idea is that after I do the first three, which means all the pu'ulois that are the concepts of geula, so the fourth one comes mimele. It's a pal yaitze. It's a result of what I did. I worked hard on the three, so the fourth comes about. So mimele, lo yafsik. Lo yafsik comes to tell us, because the meaning is, the fourth is not another pirula. It's a result. It comes mimele. After having the three, it comes about in the fourth. So lo yafsik between the third and the fourth. After you reach the third, the fourth comes immediately. Is that? It's coming to emphasize the point. The fourth is another pe'ula. The fourth is the mekabel. The fourth is what receives all the koiches. So once you have the three, the fourth gets it. That's what it says. So you may live. That's And that fits exactly what we spoke about till now. The name of Hashem is Yud Kivav that we release today. Whenever you have a four Zok the Ma'aral, you have the two Zdug in the middle that brings to the fourth. When you have the Abba Kaisai Sav Lil Pesaibu the Shin Shigula. What's Abba Shin Shigula? You have three, which are the process going out from Imu Shibu, getting out of the foreign land. And that brings you to the fourth. What's the fourth? The result where everything goes to. That's why Ben Shlishi Levi Loyas. That's exactly what's going on over here when we're speaking about the Arab crisis. And with that, let's shift to the Arab crisis. And we, as we always like to do, we mentioned in this year, is what is the order of the four Pashas? The Sfarim bring many different explanations. Sfasema says a lot about them and many others. But the Vilna Gaon has one key brought down in Deres Leo. It says the following. What is the four Pashas? So like this. We have in Davening and Shabbos, we say in the beginning of that, in the beginning of Yer Tzor, of Tzil Shabbos, we say, Ein Erech Lecha, or Ein Kerek Lecha, depends if it's Davin Nusach Ashkenaz or Sfarad. Ein Erech Lecha Hashem, Boi Lom Azim. Ein Zulascha, Boi Lom Abba. Efes Bildecha, Limoy Samashiach, Ein Doim Lecha, Lescheas Amazim. So we have over here four different times. We have Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. We have Yimoy Samashiach, we have Lescheas Amazim. Olam Hazeh is where we are today. Olam Habo is the world to come. Yimoy Samashiach is the Mashiach who will come and bring Tahara to us and appear the whole world from Avodas Hashem. And then eventually B'tchias HaMeisim will be the reliving of where we are. These are the four stages. Zog the Goyen that the four Pashias are connected these four stages. How's that so? And we're adding over here things that the Rebbe Tzadik says which fits very much with this Goyen. Shkolim is Olam Hazeh. Because what is Shkolim? Shkolim, as we mentioned over here, is the physical element, is the concept of something which is materialistic, which you're able to elevate to something higher. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is taking whatever we have in this world to elevate something higher. Zachar is Mechias HaMalek. Mechias HaMalek, when you have a Malek in the world, and Hashem Shalom, and Akisa Shalom, Hashem Mochazam Shalom. When you have the full cleansiness of the world, that there's no Amalek in the world, that's when you have Hashem Shalom Kisa Shalom. You have the full revelation of Hashem that belongs to Olam Haba. That's when you have all the bad removed. That's why Pasha Zachar is connected to Olam Haba. Then you have Yimoy Samashiach. Connected to Yimoy Samashiach, says the Goyen, is Pasha's Parah. Because Parah is the Tahara. Tahara to a space. You clean up all the tumas and the dirt that you have. That's Kehagin Mashiach, who's going to come and clean the world and be Metaya the world. And then you get to Chiyas HaMeisim. What is Chiyas HaMeisim? Chiyas HaMeisim is Kehagin Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh we're going to learn this week is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Loshen Chodesh. That the concept of Chodesh is that we are renewed. Am Yisrael going to be Moinil Levana, she at Behema Sidim Nis Chadesh Kemaiso. They're going to be renewed like the Levana. The whole essence of the calendar of Am Yisrael is we're going based on the moon, which always is being renewed. Because Am Yisrael is going the whole time to be renewed and come to Gehula Shem. So the four Pashiyos are connected to four Zmani that we have. Elam Hazer, Elam Habo, Mr. Mashiach, Chesemes. Now I'll ask you a simple question. The order of the four times are not right, not the right order. Olam Hazeh is first, that's for sure. But what comes after Olam Hazeh? We have Yimoy Samashiach. Mashiach comes doing Olam Hazeh. According to one man, there's not a big difference between Olam Hazeh and Yimoy Samashiach. Then there's Tchias HaMeisim, and the Mekubalim tell us, everybody will be reborn, and then you get to Olam Haba. So Olam Haba is the end. It should be the order Olam Hazeh and Yimoy Samashiach. Tchias HaMeisim, Olam Haba. Why do we see Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, or Yimoy Samashiach, Tchias HaMeisim? What's the reason for that? Very good. So there will be Tchias HaMeisim afterwards. you go to Gan Eden. Something else. Yeah. Otherwise, we come back. So we learn now, like the Rambam, we come back with goof. We're reborn. So if so, the four. What? Why is that the order? But according to what we just learned, this actually makes a lot of sense. Because when we look at, when you eye in on these four stages, really, something mentioned that when we speaks about the idea of the parah, is that really these four stages are stages of, we spoke about, stage one, stage two, the stage three that leads to stage four. Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh are two opposites from each other. We didn't mention that in Chazal, we see the Yud is connected to Olam Haba and the A is connected to Olam Hazeh. Just saying, as a side point, the Yud is the opposite. The Yud is connected to Olam Hazeh and the A is Olam Haba. Because here we talk about the Odom. Here we're speaking about Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world. So Yud is the Olam Haba, which is the Tachlis, the Machshava. Olam Hazeh is what we have right now. That's how you get to there. For us, we start with Olam Hazeh. What is Olam Hazeh for us? There's nothing here. It looks like a physical, very far away world from Hashem. We have here a machshava to get to Olam Hazeh. So Tzadik explains the machshava's chavetz. So for us, the Olam Hazeh is where you have some kind of an aspiration to get to Olam Hazeh. What's the tachlis? Where are you going to get to? What's the opposite of this world? Of where we are right now, we have only aspiration. It's Olam Hazeh. So we start with the two elements, the two extremes. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. And then we speak about how you bring in Lamaisa. So what's the third? The third is the middle, that the middle part that is able to associate and work with the two. Like we have the fire and water, and you have the air in the middle, which allows the water to come, brings the clouds to the water, takes the clouds away for the sun to come. That's the operation. That's the one, the transformer, the one that brings it about. That's the third one. And the fourth is how everything is implemented. That's always the rule. So mainly, if that's the way it works, then it makes a lot of sense. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba are the two extremes. Come from Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. So that's the two called the conceptual ideas. How does it work? You have the Vav HaChibur, what brings it about. And then you have to get to how does everything come to fruition. What brings it about is a Mashiach. Mashiach is the one who leads us from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. You know, Olam Hazeh, you work with the Maaseh. How do you transform? How does it work up? That is the Mashiach. And then Tchias HaMeisim, everything comes to fruition. Why? Because Tchias HaMeisim is when we are born. We work with our guf in this world, aspiring and waiting to get to Olam Haba. Then the guf dies. Decomposes in the ground. And then comes before to go to Olam Haba. You have a rebirth of the guf. Bring back the neshama inside. And now you're able to take whatever you worked on for Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. So all the koiches that we got of Olam Hazeh to reach to Olam Haba, the Mashiach, all that, how does that come about? How does it come to fruition? That comes with Chesed. Now, obviously, there's more to it, and each detail over here is a Torah Shleim of Ne'atzma. That's why it's a little hard to comprehend everything in just one sentence of the few minutes that we have, and how everything fits. It's, you know, it's beyond us. But conceptually, we can understand some kind of order over here. That's why, according to the Goyim, it's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Mois Mashiach, Chesemes. Because that's what brings it. And this brings up to what the four parashas all about. What the four parashas are is to go to bring us to our goal. We always mentioned over here when my Rebbe Moshe Shapir is at Tzal used to say that really the idea is when you get to Chodesh Adar mitzad atzmoi, Moshe Nechtav Tabas HaMelech in Lahoshif. What was Nechtav Tabas HaMelech? Lahashmin La'arug La'abiz Koneyud. You come to Chodesh Adar, it's the end. Every year, the Jews basically have an end. So what do we have to do? We have to be reborn. The process of Chodesh Adar is to be reborn. Is to go back and to go back to Chodesh Nisan, which is Chodesh Geulah. Chodesh Nisan is where Am Yisrael starts. But I have to get to there. If you're if so to speak, we have Adar without a Purim, without the Mahalach with the Shadar, so it's the end of Amisol. That's what we don't like. You have to do the Nafoichu. You have to take that month and turn it around from being a Miso to being a rebirth. That's the void of that month. That's the void of Purim. We spoke about it in the past. The four parshas is done Mahalach. You go from the Olam Hazar, Olam Habo, to Yom HaMashiach, to Atchias HaMeisi, which brings it there. Now you're being reborn. Hi, really, the ultimate Atchias HaMeisi is to get to Atchias HaMeisi, brings to Olam Habo. But in the meantime, in this world, we have every year Atchias HaMeisi bringing us to another Chodesh Nisan. We go, and that's the four parshas. We go from where we're going from to where we're going to. We have the middle part that the transformer, which is the, so to speak, Yom HaMashiach, which is the Tahara, and then we get to Parsha Chodesh, which is the rebirth. That's how you get to Chodesh Nisan. That's what happens every year. That's what Moshe always used to say. That's the Pe'ula that we have over here. We're going back to the Chodesh Agula. That's the four Parshas. So we mele, with this we understand, first of all, why the four Parshas belong to Chodesh Adar. As a Chodesh Adar, we asked. Some of this Chodesh Nisan. The answer is, we're not now saying Parsha Chodesh because we're getting to Chodesh Nisan. As we mentioned in the past, do we have any other month that we read the Parsha of that month? Before Chodesh Tammuz, do we read something about Chodesh Tammuz? No. It's only Chodesh Nisan. I'm not reading because of Chodesh Nisan part. I'm reading it so I'm able to get the Chodesh Nisan. And what brings me, what's the springboard to get the Chodesh Nisan? That's Chodesh Adar. That's why the four Parshas belong to Chodesh Adar. The Chodesh Adar dik Parshas. And immediately you can understand when Rashi tells us in Megillah, to read par before a chodesh, ki taharos of Yisrael. Without going on to all get back to all the elements we spoke about, just taking at one point, that how do we get to Tchias HaMeisim? The stage before is Mashiach. He's mitar the world, he purifies the world, so we get to Tchias HaMeisim. So if Pashas Paro is connected to Mashiach, Pashas HaChodesh is connected to Tchias HaMeisim, then you have to have Pashas Paro before Pashas HaChodesh. Because you have to have Mashiach before Tchias HaMeisim. It says Rashi, Vishutai Rasa Shal Yisrael. So we say, who cares? If it's Purei Yisrael, maybe be first. Purei Yisrael, what does that have to do with the Baalach? That's just when you know a Mahalach over here. Tarot of Yisrael is not just Tam, we're reading Pasha Spar in the middle of nowhere. We have here a process, Elam Hazar, Elam Habo, process of Tahara to get Tchias HaMeisim. The process of Tahara is the third one. Moshe Mashiach is the number three in the sequence. Elam Hazar, Elam Habo, even though in order, Moshe Mashiach comes first. As the Goyim points out, that's the order that we have in the davening of Shabbos. Because we have the two ksavos from where we're going to where we're going to, and then how we get to that, and then how it's implemented on Maisa. How we get to that is to Taharos of Shesol, to Mashiach. That's what Rashi says the Parshas Parah has to come before Parshas Achodesh. And immediately with this, we get to the first point of that. Says the Yerushalmi, Ben Shlishi, Revi'i, Lo Yafsik. You can't stop between the third and fourth Pasha. Why? Similar Dova, you can't stop between the third and fourth Christ. So, yes, what's the Shaykhis? A question of Tzadik HaKoyim. What's the Shaykhis between the third and the fourth cup and the third and fourth Pasha? But according to what we learned, it makes a lot of sense. Except the fact we talk about three and four, which again always connects, because four is that's always the process, and that's a shame. But here specifically, we talk about the Geula. The Arba Kois is telling the stage of the Geula. That brings you to Velokach and La'am. That's how you become a nation of Hashem. When we go into Chodesh Adar, we come into the Chodesh Geula. How do we do Chodesh Geula? We have Pasha Shkoli, Pasha Zohar, Pasha Spar, the Taharo, to have Pasha Chodesh to be reborn to get to the Geula. So we made the Pasha Chodesh. Sorry, Parshas Chodesh comes right after Parshas Parah. The same way the Kodesh Revi comes after the Kodesh Shlishi, the both the Geula that comes after the first three stages. It's the fourth element that comes after the three, but not just on regular four. It's the fourth element that comes after the three Pe'ulas of Geula. The three Kodeshes are bringing to the fourth cup, and the three Parshas that bring it to the Chodesh, that's all bringing to Geula. So, mainly when we're going through the four Parshas, we're coming into the Chodesh of Geula. Or you can be working in the Geula and ultimately doing the four crises which bring us to the geula of Elkat Eschinu La'am, which eventually will be the altar of Elkat Eschinu La'am, which will be the geula Sido,
and here be Amenu Amen. You are listening to BensTorah.com.